as is our minig, to begin the shmuz, the words of the Python, Musaf Rosh Hashanah, Unasana Taikef, Kedushas Hayayim. Let us give powerful expression to the sanctity of this day. Ki hu nayra v'oyim. Because it's a day that's awe-inspiring and more than fearful. U'bashofer gadol yitoka, and that great shofar, he will blow. Kol demoma daka yishoma, and there'll be a voice of a very still silence that will be heard. U'malochim yechofezun, and even the angels of above will be caught in a haste to finish their shlichus. V'chil u'ra'odu yechezun, and the trembling and the fear will grab a hold of those malochim dika beings, those elyonim. V'yaimru, and they will say, Hine yom hadin. Behold, it's the yom hadin. Lifkait even al tzvo moroim badin. Even to visit those of the heavenly beings, the malochim badin. Ki lo yizku b'yeinecho badin. Koboi oilam yavrun lefonecho kibnei moroim. V'sachtov kitzvo l'cho b'riyoisecho v'sichtov es gzar dinom. Kama yavrun, kama yiboreyun, miyichye u'miyomus. I've shared before a story from one of our gedolim of the last generation, Rav Pam Zecher Tzadik Livrocha. It was the year 5761. Some 13 years ago, and he was accompanied home from Mincha on Erev Rosh Hashanah by a local Magid Shir, who during the past year had tragically lost his teenage daughter in a car accident. And when the Magid Shir brought up the subject of how a Yid must accept whatever happens as Ratzon Hashem, Rav Pam told him, how it happened is irrelevant. When people would discuss how a certain person had died, my mother, said Rav Pam, my mother, Aleh HaSholem, would always say, the cause of death, he died from Nesana Taikif. And Rav Pam paused, and he said, tomorrow we will once again say Unesana Taikif. I always read to you the letter of Rav Dessler, that the Baal Michtav Me'eliyahu, Rav Eliyahu Eliezer Dessler, wrote in the year 1936. Rav Dessler was in London, and he was writing to his young teenage son, who was learning in a yeshiva katan in Vilkomer in Leeton, Lithuania. And he wrote him a statement that is an incredible statement for this alone, a legacy to carry with us. He says, and he writes to his son, he's writing this Mamish Parshas Netzovim Vayelech, Erev Rosh Hashanah. I remember when I was at the cusp of my youth, and I remember hearing from my father, Zatzal, that when he wanted to ponder, to understand the far-reaching consequences and judgment of Rosh Hashanah, he said to me that it's on us to ponder, just look at the past. Look at everything that happened in the past year. How many yesurin, how many tragedies, how many difficulties came down to the world. And then, looking in retrospect to that past year, we can understand the actions and the effects of the past Rosh Hashanah, because it was all decided then. And we're able to comprehend how and how much it's on us to have a healthy pachad from this din that's before us. So powerful is its grip. so far reaching as its consequences. And this year he continues to his son. This was 1936. This was when Europe was already beginning to crumble, when Hitler was already making his first steps to create an incredible catastrophe for Am Yisrael. This year, Rav Dussler writes, it stands before me, my father's words, like it would mamish be alive. And day and night, I see before my eyes the picture of my father, how he stood up from the table, and he said to me, my son, you're still a youngster. You're but a teenager. Hold these words to your heart, because it's going to come the days that you will understand the tremendous preciousness and value of these words. Because in this way, you'll fully understand to know what is Rosh Hashanah. I have a Talmud Chover of mine who showed me a few years back what he does during the year, how he writes down every tragedy, every dover that happens to privately, publicly, to different people, different families. And he looks at it every Rosh Hashanah to help drive home to him the din of Rosh Hashanah and appreciation for its far-reaching consequences. We are gathered here tonight, and really, we want to be Motzeh Chen, beautiful tzibur. We want to be Motzeh Chen lifnei Hashem on Rosh Hashanah. We've gone through very difficult times in the last year. This past summer was a horror. It was a horror of jangled nerves and tragedies. So many brave young men lost their lives in war, fighting to protect their brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael. A huge number, considering the size of that country and considering the value that we have for each Yid. And before that, of course, the Maisa with these three teenage B'nai Taira, their horrible murder, and the weeks until their bodies were found. It's just one part of what was a difficult time. And the future, we certainly want the future to be brighter. But we have to change something. We have to remove the difficulties that plague us. For that, we have to make a change. And the question is where that change should be. And it's that I want to speak about tonight. I had a really different schmooze to say tonight. At least so I thought yesterday afternoon. But then, hopefully for better, I was able to hear the very recent words that Rav Matisyo Solomon Shlita gave in an address, I think just about 48 hours ago. You have to understand, to me, words from Rav Matisyo, to me, he's the Ribbono Shel Olam's great gift to our country. He came, Mashkiach in Gateshead. He came to America, to Lakewood, to be the Mashkiach. His imprint in those many years since has been huge. He has set the tone in the Ashkofa for our B'nai HaMedina. He's a man in ill health, but he continues to soldier on, worrying about the klal and worrying about the prat. And when he says something that when I heard it, it really shook me to the core, I take it as Torah of Chazal that we dare not stray from. And if he holds this is Akasha, and if he is supplying us what he believes with the bottom and the depths of his heart is the answer, then I feel it's my mandate to speak about it tonight. I have to be mice of some words of my own, hopefully to bring it more clearly to all of your hearts and to all of your intellects. But it's a very, very, very strong idea, and he felt it with an incredible strength, as I'll try to make clear. You know, the traditional approach to success on Rosh Hashanah in our Sfarim Kedoshim from days of yore and from the misogyny of the Nusach Tefillah. Most of you gentlemen, many of you already know Pat what the traditional road is. We've talked about it almost year after year. And that is to concentrate on Kavod Shamayim. Go through the Tefillahs. Kavod Shamayim. It's not about you and me. It's not about us. It's only Kavod Shamayim that we strive for. Malaych al kol ha'olam kulay b'chvaydecha. Show your power, Hashem. V'yeda kol pol ki ato v'yaltai. V'yovin kol yatsur ki ato yitzarto v'yoymar. Kol Hashem nishomu b'yapo. Hashem melokei Yisrael melech. U'malchusai b'kol mosholah. And so Chazal tell us, what's the Yetzer? What's the Mahal of Rosh Hashanah? It's such a petrifying, terrifying Yom HaDin. It's a day with consequences. And we know that so well. What's the Mahalach and Chazal offer? Imru lefonai malchiyas, kedei shetamlikuni aleichem. Say before me psukim that contain psukim of proclaiming the malchus of Hashem. You'll use these psukim with their kedusha. Every word has kedusha satira. And today, in order, you'll have the kavona to make me the melech upon you, upon every fiber of your being. V'imru zichroinus, and say psukim of zichroinus. You'll say the malchius. You'll finally wake up from your sleep and your slumber of an entire year. And you'll be with the kol ha-shayfer zichardes b'rachem. You'll remember in the words of the Rambam, your b'irei. You'll be mekabel as malchus. And Hashem Tzilcha, and therefore your Zichroinus, when you say them, and you're remembered before me, I'll find a way to make them Latayv. The whole destiny, our entire destiny, is in the Ribbono Shel Olam's hands, and our tefillah is for His sake, not ours. The last mission in Ovis, Hakol Lekvaydi Barasiv, I created everything for my COVID, Yitzartiv Afosis. That's the traditional way. But Ramat Yisrael Solomon has a kasha. And I want to deal with his kasha. And there may be other ways to answer it, but he's the Odom Godel. And I want to use his approach and his answer. I want to follow his mandate. Ramat Yisrael is a kasha. On the other hand, we know it's a day of life and death. Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin. Our lives are in danger. And even life, if we're zeichet to life, but what sort of life? Quality of life, difficulty of life, health, parnasa, for myself, my family, my friends, every simcha of Tov Shinayin Hei, and Le'olenu, every tsar of Tov Shinayin Hei, is going to be decided in this day of Rosh Hashanah. And one thing is clear, that we lo b'masim, lo b'chesiv, lo b'masim bonu l'fonecha, k'dalu mucharoshim dofaknu d'losecha, but dofaknu d'losecha, we must knock on the door to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We must get him to answer and to open the door and to hear our tefillahs. And for that, our tefillahs must be sincere. But here comes Ramat Yisrael's very difficult words. Difficult to accept, but I think very true. Do we really care about Kavod Shamayim more than our and our families? Lives. I'm not asking you where utopian we should be. I'm not asking where maybe several hundred years ago they were. But Rav Matisyahu is placing the question in the here and the now. If the whole mahalach we're using is Kavod Shamayim, and our whole banging in the doors is for Kavod Shamayim, but really on a very, very basic level, we care much more about our lives and the lives of our families than we're worried about Kavod Shamayim. So if we spend the Shmona Esra, and the whole stress is the Bechein Tein Pachtecha, and the V'yimlech Hashem al kol ha'olam, and we disregard the very real needs of the Yom HaDin, the terrifying aspect of the Yom HaDin, as it reflects on ourselves, are we doing justice? Karov Hashem l'chol kairov, l'chol asher yikru'u v'emes. But it requires a real sincerity, and he's the Baikin Leiva Kaloy is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Do we really mean V'chein Tein Pachtecha more than the V'zochreinu L'chaim, the K'sov B'sefer Chaim Teivim? Doesn't that come easier and more honestly to have Kavona in? So what are we to do? What are we to do if there's some question in our sincerity? How can our tefillah then ring true and be answered? This is what's bothering Rav Matisyahu. And Rav Matisyahu wants to say a mavel dikei yesoid to reconcile the difficulty and to deal with it well. Rav Matisyahu contends that we must concentrate our efforts on one particular detail. And it's important to be hyper-focused. It's important we can't jump all over the place. We got to keep a concentration on one inyan. The world is in turmoil. We don't know from one day to the next what's going to be. Those who know their Navi well know how close we are to the Yemais HaGeula, to the Yemais HaMashiach. But contends Rav Matisyahu, there's one thing missing. A strong and unrelenting tefillah on our part to actually bring the Mashiach, to actually bring the Geula. We can sing it in a kumzitz. It's a nice tunes, and there are nice tunes. And we can have a Yisayiris in Kedusha and Shabbos. But how much are our tefillahs on a constant three times a day basis centered on bringing Mashiach? The central mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah, says Rav Matisyahu, let's take a look at the central mitzvah. The central mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah is, without a doubt, the mitzvah d'oraisa, tkiyas shofar. And with it done properly, our Yom HaDin can taka be successful. Our Imru Lefonai Malchias and our Imru Lefonai Zichroinus, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah makes very clear, Bameh, you said the psukim and you said them with kavona. Yashikaychecha, you're on the way. But it's only going to be payel, those psukim so beautifully concentrated upon. Bameh, b'shofar. It's only going to tuuf its effect with the blowing of the shofar. And when we say in Musaf, after the psukim of shofaris, we begin the bakosha, the bracha of shofaris, Elokeinu v'elokei aviseinu, teka b'shofar gadol l'cheiruseinu. Blow Ribbono shel Olam, have the Mashiach ben David, have him blow b'shofar gadol l'cheiruseinu. What is the gadol that we're talking about? Is it some kind of huge, mega, super-sized shofar that it gets the appellation gadol? And what is l'cheiruseinu? What kind of freedom are we talking about? And there's a Ramchal that helps us define what's Gadol and what's Cheiruseinu. And the Ramchal gives us a history lesson in the Maimra HaChochma when he's talking about Avodas Rosh Hashanah. He talks about three phases, really four phases, but he talks about three phases in mankind's evolution, spiritual evolution. Adam HaRishon came into this world. He came into this world on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. It's interesting how he came into the world. Adah. But it's too beautiful not to say. Rav Huttner, in a Huttnerian Vart, if there ever was one. Says Rav Huttner, Adam HaRishon appears in the world, and only when Adam HaRishon comes in the world does Hashem become Melech. Because he needs man to proclaim his Malchus. There is no Malchus if there's no subject. And only man has that Neshom Elokah that he can proclaim Hashem's Malchus. And how did man come into being? He came in through the breath of Hashem. Hashem blew Vayipach Ba'abov Nishmas Chayim. Neshima's a breath. Hashem blew into the mouth of Adam. He blew a chelik elokah mimal, and that made a ruach memalulo, vatihila nefesh chaya, that brought life to Adam HaRishon. The reverse, Kadosh Baruch Hu blew his breath into Adam HaRishon, and Adam HaRishon proclaimed the Malchus of Hashem. That first Adam HaRishon was born with a yetzer tov. The normal, the natural thing, oy halvai by you and I, the normal and the natural thing, the autopilot was to do good and only good. The Yetzer Hara was merely a kayach mibachutz. But as such things happen, I in Parshas Bereishis, Adam HaRishon made a sinful choice. And Adam HaRishon, through that chet, brought the kayach hara inside. And no longer was there a purity of tov. Now it was ba'arvuvia. There was a mixture of tov and ra within Adam HaRishon. And this would continue with Dairei Dairus. All mankind would be born ba'arvuvia, the tov and ra. And all mankind, the nunim, the majority of mankind, yetzer tov v'yetzer ra shoiftam. There's the council constant battle. There's the whispering in your ear that you and I hear all the time. Hopefully what we hear is I should wake up and run to Davin. And there's the other voice, no, you should stay in bed a few more minutes. When the I is the one that's telling you to do it and the you is not, you're halfway safe. When it's the other way around, and it's the I that's saying, I want to sleep a little longer. You shouldn't really, and it's already scary. But that's the way it is. It's bibohol. It's chaotic. That was the result of Adam HaRishon's chet. Came Matan Torah, and there was a transformation. There was a world change. The Torah was given. And with the giving of that Torah, and the kayach of that Torah, there was an ability. An ability to be able to make a war, and to make the Yetzer Tov come out victorious on the Yetzer Hara. On a more consistent basis. It was a possibility. And that act of Matan Torah was accompanied by a shofar from the left side of the aisle of Akedas Yitzchak. That shofar was the shofar called Chazak Miyai, by Eko HaShofar. And it was that shofar that was able to smash the iron lock that the Yetzer Hara had in the Yetzer Tov to give no grounds. Now it would be possible. He was no longer invincible. It would be possible to fight the war for Am Yisrael. We could fight the war. That was the shofar of Matan Torah. But then, that was only a partial transformation. There was more that yet needed. There was more yet that needed to be done. And that was in Zman Mashiach. In Zman Mashiach, Vayihi b'yoymahu yitoka b'shofar gadol, says the Ramchal. That point will mark the decisive rule of Tav. The Yetzer Hara will get its just desserts. Ka'oshon tichle. The Yetzer Hara is anyway a mirage. The Yetzer Hara is anyway someone that plays each and every one of us for a village idiot. The Yetzer Hara is constantly creating a smoke screen. It's never real and it's never true. But we in Olam Hazeh, we mamish fall prey to its many, 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 many schemes. But they'll come that day by Yehi by Yehimahu. By Yitoka by Shofar Gadol. And the Yetzer Hara will be smashed to smithereens. Better yet, Ka'oshon, which is all he is, a smoke, a vapor, Tichle. He'll be consumed and finished and not there anymore. And that's the shofar gadol. It's called that shofar of the Osid, that shofar of Yemei Samashiach, that shofar that we hope to hear shortly. That shofar gadol is meroimim, exalts and picks lamayla, picks you up lamayla. You will become ka adam arishin kaidem achet. And just like the adam arishin, that good was natural and normal. By us, umol Hashem, he said in Parshas Nitzavim. And the Rabban learns this is going on that day, lost in Lavai. Vayihi vayoyim ahu yitoka b'shefer gadol umol Hashem elokecho es levovcho v'es levav zaracho. Hashem will do a mila. He'll do a hasores ha'arla. He will mamish remove the arlas halev. He'll remove the chemdis and the taivis that drive us into the hands, into the clutches of the Yetzer Hara. And that will be, and at that time, that's the Tzviya Gadol. And that's L'cheiru Seinu. T'kabish Shofar Gadol, L'cheiru Seinu. Our biggest enemy is the Yetzer Hara. It strangles us. It has us in a death hole. Its object is to make us fully B'nei Olam Hazeh with very limited shaykhs to B'nei Olam Habo. T'kabish Shofar Gadol, that will be Meraimen. That will smash the Yetzer Hara, and that will be Cheiruseinu. Cheirus, the one meaningful Cheirus, from the Yetzer Hara to be able to do the Rotzen Hashem. And Lefi the Divrei Maral, that's the Psukim of Shofaris. Gentlemen, you have three sets of Psukim, making up the 10 Psukim of Shofaris, from the Torah, from the Vim, from Ksuvim. The first Shofaris, as you'll say those Psukim, relate to them, realize what you're doing. You're beginning with the Shofaris of Matan Torah, graphically, descriptively, in full color. We bring down the Psukim of Matan Torah with the Shofar, and we hear the change in the world that came about. We hear the beginning of the eroding of the Yetzer Hara, the difficulty that the Yetzer Hara was now placed on. It was really a war, and the Yetzer Tov could be victorious. But that wasn't the total transformation. And then we say the psukim of the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah. The Shofar of Rosh Hashanah is a between. It's there to bridge the gap. The gap between the Shofar of Matan Torah that did a partial job that stays with us until now, and the inspiration of the Shofar Shalosid that will obliterate the Ra. And as we blow that Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, we say the three psukim of Shofar Shal Rosh Hashanah. It's with that idea, and it's with that hope that we can overcome our Yetzer Hara, our mortal enemy, and we can find our way back to the Ribbono Shel Olam fully and completely. And then we say the psukim of Shofar Shel Mashiach, Vayihi Bayom Ahu Yitoka B'Shofar Gadol, to control and to obliterate the Yetzer Hara, but completely. How powerful, how real is the Kol Shofar? I want to give you one chazal that hits home so strongly. Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Tezayin Amir Aleph. Amir Reb Yitzchak, Lama Taikin B'Rosh Hashanah. Why do we blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah? And the Gemara is Mispal. Lama Taikin, that's a question. Why do we blow? Rachman Amar Toku, the Torah says to blow. That's why we blow. Ella, what was Reb Yitzchak's question, continues the Gemara. Why do we blow more than one set of tekiyas, truas tekiyas? Why do we blow more than one set? And the Gemara's answer is, kedei la'arviv ha-sotin. We want to confuse the sotin. What does the Gemara mean? How does blowing the shofar, not once, but twice, sets, more, how does that ma'arviv the sotin? How does that create chaos? Confusion by the Sotan. And Taisus brings a pirish of the Aruch, one that we should all be very aware of in our Avodah, that's mentioned that's as it is in the Yerushalmi. Bila hamovis lenetzach. For kosuv. V'hoyu b'yayim ahu yitoka b'shefer gadol. The Sotan knows that his time, he's a marked man. There's going to come a period, an epoch in world history. Bila hamoves lonetzach. He's gone forever. When is that? V'hoyo b'yoymahu yitoka b'shofar gadol. Gentlemen, put yourself, don't put yourself, but imagine the Sotan, Kadshoma kol shipura zim nechoda. When he hears the voice of the shofar, one time, one set, he's boil veloy boil. He's in between. A little nervous, not completely nervous. He doesn't know yet what to make of it. But v'kad shoma tinyon, when he hears already a second set, Omar, he says, vaday, definitely, zeh shipura di yitoka b'shefer gadol, this is the blowing of b'yayim ahu yitoka b'shefer gadol. It's zimna, it's the time. Mata zimna, the time is reached. L'mizbala, for me to be swallowed up. Umizarv, if he becomes so bewildered, so confused. V'lesle penai l'meva kategoria. He doesn't even have time in his chaos to be able to do an effective prosecution of Klal Yisrael. And we're able to be zeicha b'din. Adkan. Pella. This sotan is so confident that when he hears the second set of that blowing the shofar, he is totally floored. He is totally in a matzav of chaos and confusion, and he loses his ability to strongly prosecute. Gentlemen, I want you to know something about the sotan. In case you're thinking of the sotan as some kind of nervous Nelly, in case you're thinking of the sotan as some kind of weak person who's scared. Spider, yeah? No. That's not the sotan. That's not the sotan. The sotan, the Gemara tells us in Baba Basra, who sotan, who yetzahara, who malach amoves. The sotan is a real malach. How can you be mavabul a malach? And he's the yetzahara. And you know what the Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto in the Mesillas Yesharim says quite respectfully about the yetzahara? He says, ooh, the yetzahara, ho ho. Ish milchama, umelumid bar mimios, who is he learned in all kinds of craft and guile? The yevshel malad mimani, you can't escape from his clutches. Elo b'chochma rabo, the ashkofa gedoyla. So how's it possible, two sets of blowing the shofar, to send the sotan spiraling into confusion? Gentlemen, what the sotan knows, and you and I fail to acknowledge, is the incredible power of Bameh b'Shofar. The blowing of the Shofar on Rosh Hashanah is an incredibly powerful moment at an incredibly powerful time. It's the Yom HaDin, it's the Yom HaMelucha, it's the Yom HaBriyas Adam. All happens in Aleph Tishrei, they all come together. And blowing that Shofar is a replay. Blowing the Baltekeya, his breath, into that shofar is a replaying of the creation of Adam HaRishon Kodem Achet. And the sotan knows so much better than us, because he's so much more attuned than you and I are, the incredible power, dynamic, and energy in those moments before Musaf Rosh Hashanah as we blow the shofar. And he is! With all his cool, with all his experience, and yes, knows, he blew a question. And the year before, 40 years before, 200 years before, that doesn't make him less good. He knows. He knows his time is going to come. And he knows that it's Rosh Hashanah. And he knows it's by the Kiyas Shofar. And he knows it could be any time now. And he hears that second set. And that's one thing he can't control. With all his experience, with all his chokh, with all his cool, everything, he falls apart. He falls apart. What we understand from this is, if only you and I could take the hint from the sotan and the ervuvia of the sotan, if we could take the hint and realize the power of the shofar and how the shofar can transform and change, and how, if we just use our strength when Rosh Hashanah, to tie in to the shofar of Rosh Hashanah, and to look to the Yovahoya b'Yom Ahu Yitoka b'Shofar Gadol. Who knows? Who can imagine how quickly that Yom HaGadol, that b'Yom Ahu will come about, if not immediately, but certainly very shortly thereafter. You know, we must be madgish that this looking for geula is ultimately all about kovod shamayim. I want to go back to that now. It's all about kovod shamayim, the geula. But it will also be simultaneously our most glorious days. And that's how Matre Matis Yo begins to reconcile his issue. We can daven the Kovod Shamayim. We're talking about an Osid Lovoy that should come to Mehera. We're talking about the Yom HaGula. We're talking about the Kibbutz Goliath. We're talking about the Yom that's Bar Mashiach, that Shofar Gadol that will be blown. That's what we're talking about. The Kovod Shamayim will be enormous. Abba Lamaisa, what about you and I? What about you and I and our families? Is this world such an easy world? The world of Olam Hazeh? The world of the early 21st century? Is it such an easy world to live in? Are we not constantly under feelings of insecurity? Am Yisrael, if you would be a student of current events, if you would be a student of history, you would realize that we're living in a time chock filled of danger. It's not just our brothers in Eretz Yisrael. It's not just the Middle East. It's a jungle run wild with terrorists. Terrorists who hate each other and one another. But they all reserve a common hatred for Am Yisrael. A world of Europe where so many didn't live, and is a hotbed of the good old European anti-Semitism that always flourished in Europe, and with the mixture of Arabs among them, how much more so? And if you think we're safe here, we've never been safe anywhere until now, why do you think we're going to be safe here? We live in very dangerous times. And we also live in times where the Ribbono Shel Olam makes us so difficult for us to go ahead and be an Erlich HaYid, to go ahead and daven Shmoneh Esrei with Kavona, to go ahead and learn Torah. You're going to say, well, I learned Torah all day long. You learn Torah? You think you learn Torah? Well, the Navi says, ain't Torah. The Navi in Eva says, ain't Torah. Once you're in Golus, there's no Torah. What you're learning is something that looks like Torah, similar to Torah. You got a scar for Torah, but boy, you haven't seen anything yet. Wait till the Gula's here. Then you'll see and understand what Torah is. The Rambam, in the words that we should all memorize in Hilchos Melachim, Ubiyaisis man, when it will come to that zman of Gula of Yemais HaMashiach. Lo yiyya, says the Rambam in his Yadach HaZokel HaLocha. Lo yiyya, there will not be. Lo rov, not famine, v'loi milchama, no longer wars. V'loi kin of Isachrus. And there won't be jealousies and competition. Kino rekev atzomis, jealousy rots the bones. It's the most prevalent disease among teenagers. Kino, you don't know yet how to measure yourself and be confident in yourself, and you're always looking at others. It's going to be a world. Osozman, no rov, no milchoma, no kino v'sachris. Sha'atay v'tiyem mushpas harbe. The tayv will be flowing much. The chomadonim and all the delights, all the earthly delights, mitsuyin ka'afr will be available like the dust of the dirt to the snake. It will be available to you. V'lo yia esik kol ha'ilam. And the involvement of the entire world. Lo yia esik kol ha'ilam. El ladasis Hashem bilvad. Only to know Hashem. Tyra. To be honest, we should want to be as God. You may say, Mashiach, for Kovod Shamayim. And we do. But the honesty is that here we can be sincere. Here we can be sincere. If we realize that the Tfilos of Rosh Hashanah and the Vameh Bashayfer, the Tkiyah Shayfer of Rosh Hashanah, if we realize that what it is going on is that Asid Lovay, that Hawaii should be by us and with us very shortly. And it depends so much on our Shaifas and our Tillis of Rosh Hashanah, as the Sultan knows well.
we are going to enter a utopian existence on planet Earth that we haven't seen since the days of Shlomo HaMelech, but beyond, beyond, beyond. Tyre is going to be a schmuck. Do all of you have Simchat Torah? Maybe some of you don't. You all will have. Mitzvahs will be done this super enthusiastically. The tools to the Rebbeinu Shalom will be as it really is, but you'll see they're standing right in front of you, and the tools will go to your mouth to the Rebbeinu Shalom Kabiyachas here. That's what it'll be like. And you'll have no problem with questions. It'll all be there for your leg l'dasas Hashem. And Am Yisrael will be the crown of creation. Am Yisrael will be recognized by all the nations of the world. All the nations of the world are going to be running, telling, no, you know what's going to happen? Yes, say it, Yishmon Asher, Rosh Hashanah. Uvechein tein pachtucho. Hashem, that first paragraph is going on the Goyim in the Umas Ha'olam. And we're asking Hashem, you know, he's Umas Ha'olam. They got no clue. They got no idea. And if you can say it with no clue and no idea, that it's even getting worse and worse, how you can make a zero, a bigger zero, I'm not sure. But the likes of that's what's happening in our world today. They have no clue, no idea. And then all of a sudden, Ayyemahu, you talk about Shafer Bendol. And all of a sudden, it's going to be bottle. It's going to be bottle, Yitzhara. And all of a sudden, for them as well as us, it's going to become normal, natural, to know what's right. You have no clue what's right. But it's like a guy, you know, you go to a chasana sometimes, you know, and everybody starts dancing. I'm aware of it because I got a problem. But I see everybody else dancing. I don't know how to put one foot after the other. But everybody else seems to. And everything seems to go in just a beautiful rhythm, a beautiful harmony. So that's what's going to be. The guy, we're going to get it. Just like that, snap a finger. And they're going to get it. And by your end, they're going to be electrified. And they're going to be jolted. They're going to be electrified. As our pocket, as our aimer. The Yayos and Chobom and Munda Akas, Lasa, if you're trying to blame and show them, and you're going to make all of them. They're all separate. They're not one like Klai Yisrael. But they'll be like the meaning in the Nagud of Alua. They'll all be in concert, dancing with the right rhythm in that which is the song, the shir to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Uvechein, take COVID, Ramech, and you and I, Tyler, you and I, will be deserving, Bezos Hashem is for, of the COVID that will be to be part of Am Yisrael. You don't know what glory is. You don't know what honor is. We don't know what prestige is until we can take a hold of the Oz Yimos HaMashiach. And it's that different. Yismachu. All of this, the Yomer Kol Hashem Yishom Ba'apo, Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Yisrael Melech, U'machusim Mekom Hashor. And I just have to forewarn quickly. Some of you may know something, may know a lot, but you may know this. You may know that the Ramban brings that the days of Mashiach will be Yomim She'ein Lahem Chayfetz. There'll be days when you have no mishmah, no desire. Because everything is already so clear. How can you get schusim? How can you get chayrus? Where will the battle be? But the Maral says, worry not. Those who do tshuva, those who are making steps to tshuva towards Hashem, before those days that should be bekarev, they will continue to shine a world molidas Hashem, a world without any competitive forces of Ra, a world of only Tov. You don't think Hashem can give more and more and more? Hashem is godless. If Olam Habo can be for trillion years, the Olam Hazeh, Olam Yemosa Mashiach, that Olam Habo can go on and on and on, and every day is an excitement, and every day is a pleasure. The Rishayim says the Maral that didn't do any tshuva at all. And now, whoa, they want to do Tov. There's nothing else but Tov. This Yom Hashem, right? But we get no reward for it. They have no deserving. But if it did tshuva before, that's not a problem. That's the Yemos HaMashiach that we're looking forward to. And that's not just Kovet Shamayim, though it's completely Kovet Shamayim.
And once we buy into it and it comes, our pleasure will come from the Kovet Shemayim. And purely the Kovet Shemayim. And there will be no self and there will be no zich. But the avod on Rosh Hashanah is to be sincere in our tefillahs. And we're not yet there at the utopia. We're at the time before, the bridge in the middle between Matan Torah and Yemos HaMashiach. And we taka have to daven. And we taka have to aspire. But I want to tell you one more thing quickly. I want to tell you, there's some of you that may be wondering. Okay, I hear it's valuable. I hear it's going to be a schmuck. I hear that, wow, it's something to really, really look forward to. Real mitzvahs and without the Yetzer, all of us. By the way, the Chofetz Chaim and the Zohar Miriam makes very clear. Some of you may be worried. You know, I'm not this big bucky in the circus. And I'm not this big bucky in Shas. I learned this and I learned that, but I don't know so much. And the Chofetz Chaim says, don't worry. If you're trying your best and you're doing your best, you're going to be welcomed with the coming of the Mashiach, and you're going to steig in your own way, kifi who you are, weiter and weiter. There's no bechina except that you do your best or you're working to try to accomplish something. That's the only, according to who you are and according to your background noise and according to the difficulties you have to put up with. How are you doing? That's all that makes a difference. That's all that makes a difference. But there's a question that you may have. And you may have, yeah, I know, I hear. But it's been so long. It's been so long. The world already is so many thousand years. Who says he's going to come? Who says he's coming so fast? We're talking to Maminim. So you all believe he's going to come. But Mavit says, if you believe he's going to come, you are a benched generation. He says this a couple hundred years ago. Can you imagine how benched we are? The longer it's been that we've been waiting for it to come, the more the odds and statistics are that this year he's going to finally come. Good for the delay, good for the length, good for the fact that it's taking so long. That kufa tells us it's going to be an end time. And Rabbi Tzio says, gorgeous mashal. So you have a mashal. You have a gentleman who has a check. Someone gave him a check of $1 million. And he's not a billionaire. He's not a millionaire. A middle type person. $1 million check. And he takes the $1 million check with him. It's in his pocket. And he goes into this room, a bank, where it's full of canceled checks. And he has to go through a bunch of canceled checks. And the whole huge pile, thousands of canceled. He comes out of the room and he looks at his pocket. Can't find the check. It obviously fell. And he was sure when he was bending over, it must have fallen. He did that pile of checks. So what does he do? He sees it, he knows it's there. So he starts counting out canceled checks. 10, 50, 100, 500, 1,000, 1,500. But there's thousands more to go. So after 1,500, laboriously, check by check, 1,500 checks. So what's he going to do? He's going to say, you know, it's only $1 million. I got already $5,000 in the bank. Anyway, it's only $1 million. And, yeah, sure. I can't continue. Of course not. I would be an idiot. He knows it's there. And then sure as us. We know that he's going to come. Hashem promised he's going to come. That's going to be the return to Kaidim Machet, the Kaidim of Malishan. That's going to be the world of Kai. That's going to be the world of Oya Hashem and Mela. The world you and I have been enjoying so incredibly. It's going to come. To be Miyayish? To be Miyayish? You're like the guy. There's 5,000 canceled checks. You went through 1,500 of them. No, continue. Another 3,500. Tyra, we're already way beyond. We're in the late, we're in the 5,700s. The time for Mashiach is very, very soon. According to all our Gedolim who understand these things, I'm a male. This Rosh Hashanah, this man of Yitoka Bashoifer, the man of Tkiyas Hashem. Think of the Shofar Shel Mashiach. Connect to the Shofar Shel Mashiach. Look for a bittul of Ra. Want it, desire it. It's a fascinating thing.
Yesod of that middle bracha is Elokeinu v'lokei avoseinu teka b'shofar gadol l'chein v'seinu. Our Chachomim liked that tefillah so much that they decided you couldn't just keep it in Rosh Hashanah. They put it in our daily Shmona Esrei. Three times a day, you and I have the opportunity to ka b'shofar gadol l'chein v'seinu. Look at the lives we live. Look at the insecurity of the world we're in. Look at the tenuousness of life. We need for us and our families. Kavod Shamayim, but of course, we need for ourselves so desperately to live a life of normalcy, a life of good, a life of Torah, a life of mitzvahs, a life of Madonna that will be come up for our hearts now. What an incredible life. We need it so much.
I have to tell you how Ramatisyo ends his words. Ramatisyo says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should answer our tefillahs. He should make the whole world tremble. We should only want Bias HaMashiach. Only Tov. Only urge for Ratzon Hashem. And then he ends with these words. A good year, in my mind, is only Bias HaMashiach. We can't settle for anything less. That's what Ramatisyo said. That's how he ended his words. To me, when you have a Manig Yisrael who gives his life for Klal Yisrael, a Chacham Gadol, I dare you to find in an America Sichas equivalent to the Sichas of the Baal Matnas Chaim. He's incredible in our door. The Chochma, the Havona, so clear, so clear. If Ramatisyo says to us that this has to be our avodah, this is what we're missing, this is what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants, and this is what we desperately need. Both the Ribbono Shel Olam's want and our deepest wants are aligned. They're all together. You can daven l'kovod shamayim, and you can daven for yourself and your family. And it all comes together in one wish. We should learn from the Sotan. The Sotan holds it could very well be today, tomorrow, Musaf Rosh Hashanah. We should link into that. Take him for a chacham that he is and use him and grow from it. Gentlemen, I just have to say a couple more minutes of Torah here. I just have to talk about one thing and then we'll leave you. I want to talk about Erev Rosh Hashanah. I can't not talk about Erev Rosh Hashanah. We're now in Erev Rosh Hashanah. Gentlemen, it's the last day of the year. It's what's called now or never. Everything goes after the end. Tyra, we've been woefully inadequate. We're human beings living in Golis in a mixture of Tov Ra. And we kick up the dominant culture, even if we're in the Kaisley Beis HaMedrash, we're not that sheltered. And we pick up a lot of garbage through a year. And it impedes our tefillahs. It impedes our Torah and it impedes the quality of our mitzvahs. When we come to the last day of the year. And I believe the Ribbono Shel Olam understands our weaknesses. But this is Gemar. You know, there's a halacha, gentlemen. Person sins his entire life. And he comes to his last day, and he does a sincere tshuva. In the cycle of the year, this is Tov Shemayim Dal. It'll never be here again. Its shlichus will never be here again. Its avoda will never be here again. And we're on the last day. Gentlemen, chazak yemots. Near your karim, your bali kaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has picked each one of you to sit b'kaisli beis hamedrash. He's picked each one of you to be doing Bar Hashuvim, to daven, to learn his Torah, to do his mitzvahs, put on his tefillin, where it sits is all the mitzvahs you do. Let's use this last day. Let's use it right. Everyone will say, I'm not perfect. You know you're not perfect. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. But one day, the last day, I want to say something more. I want to say that
it's important that we not be kafuye kdoi. You know, we're all sitting here, and we're all healthy, Baruch Hashem. And we've had much success during this Toshinayim Dalim. We know a lot more than we knew a year ago. And we've done a lot more mitzvahs and davened a lot more tefillahs. We got to be makadol to the Rebbeinu Shalom. That means we don't want to be kafuye kdoi. Look at this last day as a thank you, Rebbeinu Shalom, for Toshinayim Dalim. What better way to go into Tov Shinayim Hei than a thank you to our Kodesh Baruch Hu on the last day of Tov Shinayim Dalim? Thank you so much, Rebbeinu Shalom. I'm going to pay attention today. I'm going to pay attention to your tefillos. The beauty of those tefillos. There's so many gems and jewels lying in the words of every one of our tefillos that we sleepwalk through on a constant 364-day basis, come on. Well, now we're by day 365. Let's wake up. We're davening a marav tonight. A marav focused on the malchus of Hashem. See it. Davening with your heart. The end, all the way to the end of the previous Christian. Already to the Yiro, Eineinu, where really, really the last part of marav, marav is the Cheshev, marav is the Laila, marav is the Golis. But Golis ends, Laila ends, and day begins, the Gula comes. And look at the last bracha of Marv. Look at the last bracha before Shemona Esra. Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, Hashem Yiloi, Malchus Shalachoi Lo'elam. Look at all those psukim. Say them, devour them, enjoy them. They're delicious for your neshama. And then you come to Shemona Esra. First you come to Kaddish, and then Shemona Esra. Kol Oino Amen Yehish Meirabo, Paiskan Lo Gan Eden. They don't confirm the dates of Gan Eden. The Teichim Shal Gan Eden. Because that Yid is bringing himself back to the days of Gan Eden, to Adam Orishim Kaitam Achet, Kael Melech Neman, Amen, an affirmation that Yehesh Mei Rabo, Mevorach Li Olam Li Olmei Olmayim. And then we go into Shemona Esra. I tell you every year at this time, I repeat again the Rebbe Lapidam, because we have to embrace it on this last day of the year. Rebbe Lapidam points out, Tfilis Ovis Tiknum. The Tfilis were instituted by the Ovis. Who are you and I? Puny people with many, many weaknesses. Who are we to stand before the Melech Malach now walking and addressing the Tfilis? The answer is, who are you and I? A Moshe Lamad David Dayan. Who are you and I? We have such a tremendous understanding of electronics and of all the other things that go in to being able to pick up a phone and dial up a 1,000 miles away on the other side of the globe and have a clear contact. Are you able to do that? Well, you're not able to figure it out on your own, but they got these smallest phones and all you got to do is push a couple of buttons. And because of the work of all the people that came before, you're able to have a beautiful phone conversation as if you were both in the same room together. That's too awesome. Avraham Avinu made Shachris, Yitzchak made Mincha, Yaakov Avinu made Maariv, and all you and I have to do is pick up the phone. All you and I have to do, we rival the facts of Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu. They laid the lines, they made the Zman for that filler. And then the Anshik Nesis HaTzoylet came and formed the words. And all you and I have to do is sing those words with the most simple kavana, and it becomes Dvarim, O'aimdim, Beruma Shalaylam. Your words jump out of your mouth, fly up into the highest parts of the world, and go ahead and to all kinds of accomplishments and engineering feats in all of the spiritual worlds. And even more than that, you'll develop a relationship with future Greatman. To his tefillah, we become close to him. The end of your tefillah, you're going to say, Oleinu L'Shabeach, L'Adayin HaKol. Say the words. Have kavanah. It's the heart of the Musaf Rosh Hashanah. It's the heart of Malchus. Look at the difference between the first paragraph and the second paragraph. And the second paragraph is that paragraph of the La'os Lov. And all when they bust, all they are is a bunch of flesh and fat. They have no seichel b'klal, the goyim, the b'nei boser. All of them will call out to Hashem. We're told, the Ramot tells us, when Klal Yisrael says Oleinu, you should be very careful in the tefillah. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu gathers together all the malachim, and he brings them all to come and to hear the Oleinu L'Shabeach of Am Yisrael. There's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, this is a small mile to listen. Tomorrow, gentlemen, the dead continues. Sleep us, look forward to it. It's a very special, special day. What is a chiyah? The Torah tells us in Shulchan Aruch, he makes a motion, we don't have time for the show, we'll say the Nimshim. He says on Rosh Hashanah, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Rosh Hashanah, one, the Gedolim go out to meet Hashem, and they fast, one third of our sins are pardoned. During the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, the second third, and during the final Yom Kippur, the third, final third, is Nimcha. And who are the Gedolim that go out? Of our Kopra Zechet Tzadik L'Vrach, what all we said. The Gedolim are the B'nai Torah. Those of you that sit and dedicate your lives, as you do, to learn, you're the Gedolim. Tomorrow you're going to make an effective relaxation of some of the bundle of sins that lie so heavy on our backs. That's tomorrow. That's why we fast. It's a fast of Mechilas Avonis. It's a chance to sit in the place of Mefresh and to learn. And to learn without Hesed. To learn without Batol. There shouldn't be any Batol at all in the last day of the year on Erev Rosh Hashanah. But certainly not in our base Mefresh. Certainly not. Be Mechaber all the days of the Holy Year. The Sun Sefer says, you daven that Mara, that Shachris, that Mincha, it lifts up. Maybe there was some Maras you didn't even have such a cup on it. Maybe there was some Shachris you didn't even have a cup on it too well. Well, you daven this fill of light, says that Sam Sefer, the light his shoulders. Says that Sam Sefer, it carries all your tefillahs up for the entire year, from that Zman to the Kisiyat Kol. What an incredible institute. Make sure you wash and you eat sometime tomorrow afternoon. So you can make that final Birkas HaMazon. Your Chalti, the Sabot, the Birachis Hashem, your Techa, and you can make it Chalti. But our Torah's Nidorim reminds you of the Chashivas of Dibur. And the Rosh Hashanah itself, when you go ahead on Rosh Hashanah, we know Rosh Hashanah is marked by Simonim. We have these different fruits and the honey, and all of this dip the apple in the honey, the chulu, as a sign of sweetness. Gentlemen, you know what real sweetness is about? Being sweet for one another. 3 days, Rosh Hashanah, Rishon, Rosh Hashanah, Sheni, and Shabbos. Be sweethearts. Be sweethearts to one another. You're busy tipping the apple and honey because you want a sweet new year. I got a better idea. Close your acid tongue and let sweetness come out and let your roommate be struck. Wow! And maybe he'll even respond likewise. And all of a sudden, there's more sweetness in the world. That would be wonderful. A wonderful way to come into Rosh Hashanah. Gentlemen, let me be Messiah. Let me be Messiah with the same seal that I said on other occasions. I said last year. There's a Yid, and doesn't have to be a Yid, it's a person, that this person did a grievous sin against the king. And he's been given a summons to come to court in the next day, 2 or 3 months hence. And he knows that this is a major case. Because for his crime, if he doesn't get an innocent verdict in court, he's going to be in jail many, many, many years. And all his property will be confiscated. His children will be his son, his wife, and Almona. He knows that. But he doesn't want to face the situation. And he puts the summons deep in his pocket. And he ignores it. He's busy. He's working in the fields. But finally, it gets to winter. And it's really, really cold outside. And it's snowing so blizzardly that he can't do any work outside. He comes inside. His board's got nothing to do. He sticks his hand in his pocket. There's the summons. Today, I gotta get there. The worst thing I can do, I should have hired a lawyer 3 months ago. I should have done other things, who knows what. But I didn't do anything. And tomorrow's the case. If I don't show up, they're gonna throw the book at me. There's not gonna be any chance. I gotta go. What's up with that? How did I go? Look at the roads. Look at everything. Then he thinks, good. I have a sled, wonderful big sled, that I can ride it, harness a couple of my strong horses to be able to get the way the sled is. It goes fine over the ice. then I'll be able to get what I have to get to quick. He goes to the place where he has the sled, or it's outside, and it is covered with inches, feet of ice from the recent cold. So he takes his axe and he starts shipping away the ice. But he realizes that at this rate, it's going to take 24 hours to get the sled free. So what does he do? He goes ahead and he gets some wood, kindling wood, and he piles it up next to the sled, all around the sled, and he lights it. All of a sudden, there's blazing a flame of fire, and in minutes it melts the ice, he puts it out, he's got his sled free, hitches his horses, and runs with the speed of that sled and the horses over the ice to the town where the Mishpat is going to be. And if you like nice endings, everything is wonderful. What's the Mishpat? The Mishpat is us. Gentlemen, we've been sitting here listening to the Shifer a whole hour. Over the heart remains covered with ice. And then we go ahead and we have the week of Slichas. No. Maybe the ice has melted a little bit. There's inches and inches more of ice. Tomorrow is the Yom HaDin. The Yom HaDin is upon us. What aces do we have? Gotta light a fire. Gotta light a fire. Of course, not a physical fire. A spiritual fire. To open the ice that's encased around the heart. To feel an enthusiasm. To daven a tefillah. Tire, the Ramban says, the union of kol v'tefillah is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man that they should make a kovet shamayim, and when Klai Yisrael gets together, daven v'chus krishma, loud together, you mekabel ol malchus shamayim with the kol, and then we answer the kedush, the kaddish, the esh megabel, the kol chazok, the kol ron, and we go into the silent world of the amudim. We're going to go ahead and we're going to melt the ice that has encased our heart. The stakes are tremendous. The world needs us. You're youngsters, but that's the mile you have. You know how much ice is around the hearts of your elders? You're youngsters. You can still melt the ice. You can still do a successful Rosh Hashanah. You can follow the mandate of the Bal Hashkof and Bal Musar Gadol Hador of ours, of Ramat Yisrael Salom, and really, really, Mavadish Tekab Shefer Gadol. You're going to love the results. And if we're successful, the results are going to be the most incredible period that humankind, and Am Yisrael in particular, has ever known. Come and enjoy. Take part and participate. Don't be cynical. It's real. It's true. And we really can do it. Let's start.